So this is joint work with Claudio Fieran and Mia Georgescu. I'm head of a research institute, ElsRes, which focuses on the web, right? So you can do lots of things with the web. One important issue which was discussed already, which is obvious at this conference, is use it to get information. And another issue which was also touched actually prominently in the previous discussions was collaboration. So these are two important issues, and they can be linked in various ways, as we saw. I want to talk about an additional way, which is called social computing, and I will talk about it on a task you certainly know from your context, data deduplication, if you get data from different sources. So let me just introduce quickly the main idea. So if you do search, you want to search like Google, right? Fine. So your users used Google interface. So many libraries have moved to a catalog which provides a very similar interface. Actually, in Hanover, we have been one of the first who, together with the TEB library, built on open source software, which provides indexing of metadata and full text indexing with a very easy to use interface. So if you think about search, that's one important issue, and I talk a little bit about our research system, which provides this basic functionality. And you would think that this search functionality is just implemented by algorithms, right? And I will therefore, in my second talk, present you with some ideas which talk about how this can actually be done in a way to include humans to make results or to make search as a whole process better. So let me now just start with the basic system, which is the free search system, which is a system which we have been building over the last few years, actually in variants also installed in libraries, which is a search engine for digital libraries, basically full text and metadata search, whatever you want, with some advanced functionalities, as hopefully your library also already have in their search system. So let me just go over a little bit how this this system works and what kind of functionality it has. Basically, we are building on open source software in the context of the Solar system. Recently, Solar and Lucene, you know these two projects, probably have merged so that all functionality in this context, both of the Lucene libraries and the Solar system as a search system and server for full text indexing has been merged. We are building on this. We are running a service in the cloud, which provides search services using this system. This is kind of an associated project in a way to DBLP. You probably know DBLP. We are using their data, very nice data, manually curated and index them. The only drawback is that they do not include abstracts and full text, but otherwise they are, for computer science, more or less the best metadata you can get. On the other hand, you probably also know the CiteSeer citation system, which is a system which provides access to computer science publications as well on a similar scale. It is more automatic, so the metadata are worse, definitely worse. And there are duplicates because of course the crawling is done automatically, but it does have full texts for many of the publications and citation information as well, which is why it is called CiteSeer, right? We also, because we are experimenting with different sources and with different functionalities, we are indexing the open access metadata of DeepCut, so you can search DeepCut also through the free search system, even though, of course, if you want to get the books, etc., I think you should go to Get Info. We have as well indexed Bibsonomy metadata, which is a bookmarking system implemented, designed and implemented, and also run in the context of L3S and CAST University, which focuses on user-generated metadata bookmarks and references in that context. So the system is online. It's not a huge system, but we have 200 unique users each day, about 11% from Germany, which helps us through regular usage analysis to fine-tune the system, see how users react to different features, and also provides us with the motivation to help our users to get what they want, and also maybe ask them to help with working on the system, right? So we are now in an area where we have not anymore the distinction of there's the user and there's the system provider, but we have actually a closer interaction which we can build on. So this is the system, faceted search, topics for the results which are given. The topics are computed automatically. We have different kinds of display and hints, for example, because this is a full text search system. While we search in metadata, the system can tell you where in this metadata this term is most usually found and where and how you could refine the search. We have some additional hints and statistics, and of course we also have collaborative and bookmarking facilities available which link to Bibsonomy, which we more tightly integrate with and which link to some other services. So this is a little bit more in detail, features, faceted search, drill down on arbitrary fields, on tags and on data source, topical clustering, dynamically generated very fast. Similar to facets, actually, you can then go on these topics and look at the papers which are relevant for these topics only. Some derived fields like by and in, so I don't care whether it's a book, a conference, a journal, or whatever. I can just use a generic field for that, or I can use the date field in various ways, which make it easier to search through. Because we have data from different sources with different metadata, we also give field suggestions so that you don't have to know exactly which metadata are there. You can just type in text or terms and the system tells you that could be refined by using only the field in or any other specific field which seems reasonable for the specific term. We have search history and favorites. And as I mentioned, we have social bookmarking. Actually, we use the Bibsonomy system to provide the favorites and make them available also on the Bibsonomy social bookmarking platform. However, also tightly integrated into free search, so it appears like it's a local bookmark list. And these are just some other things which not so relevant for the rest of the talk. I just want to mention them as well because they are nice features which are used. So we do have automatic query translation so that you can actually get results in different languages. We have spelling correction as you are used to from Google, and we have export into BibTeX. Good, so given that we have several data sources which we are indexing, the problem which is obvious once you are at this stage is that different metadata in a specific field contain duplicates, right? Sometimes you have duplicates within one source. Obviously, you have metadata duplication, source duplication between duplicates, right? So the question is what you do with it. You cannot really do that manually, right? You cannot go over the metadata and say, okay, that's a duplicate, this is not a duplicate. Yeah, you do not just have the resources. So what we need here is some kind of algorithms and maybe also some help from the users to make this data deduplicated, right? So the interface basically uses an algorithm to try to find plausible duplicates and then in the first step provides these possible duplicates to the user. And the user is free to provide input whether this is a duplicate or not. This will not be done by everybody, but for example, if I look at my own publication and I see some obvious duplicate, I very quickly remove that duplicate and this is recorded by the system. Another opportunity, which I will go into a little bit of detail a little bit later on, is maybe somebody else could do that as well. We use the Amazon Mechanical Turk platform. I will talk on the specific slide more about this platform to do deduplication as well. Okay, let's look at that a little bit in detail. So that is basically an interface. You have a search interface with the obvious result display. We then, if you go on a specific resource, show results which have been subsumed under this specific result, right? Similar to Google, if it says five duplicates, right? If you then click on it, you see all these duplicates, which you did not see on the main result page. And we also give you some additional related publications, which are not probably not duplicates, but are related, and maybe they are, so we just list them as well, right? So if you want to go there, you can go there, and then it's very easy to say, okay, this and this is a duplicate, and this is not, if you want. If you don't, you just look at these and use them as they want, right? So that is some additional user feedback, very easy to implement, and very easy to handle by the user. Now, obviously, to do this, you have to use an algorithm. So we use an algorithm based on field similarity using various measures. I do not want to go into detail here. If you're interested, just ask me afterwards. And we use this user feedback, right? So if I have deduplicated my publications or whatever I've looked at and I log in again, then obviously what I did counts, right? So I don't care what the other people say. If I did my own work, then obviously I want to see the results. If I have not yet deduplicated some of the results which are displayed, then we use a majority feedback mechanism. If some other people have looked at these publications and have said, okay, these two are duplicates actually, then we take the majority, a very simple voting mechanism, which then helps to refine the display. And we have this algorithm, this similarity score, which does the initial duplication or deduplication suggestion if there is no user feedback until now, right? Now, this user feedback can come directly from users, as I said. It can also come by or through some other channels. Not sure who of you knows Amazon Mechanical Turk. A few, right? So Amazon is a bookseller, right? But they were actually the first ones who provided generic cloud services because they have such a big IT infrastructure that they realized their IT infrastructure is idle most of the year, right? Maybe not at Christmas when all people want to buy books, but the rest of the year. So they are now a provider of virtual machines, virtual storage services, whatever you now know as the cloud. They also, and that was also motivated by their job as booksellers, they sell books and get data through various catalogs, right? So given that their data, their metadata, their description of the books come from various sources, they also obviously had the problem of data duplication, right? So they set up a platform first for themselves, but again then, because they realized this can be actually made available as a more generic service, made available to everybody, a platform which allows requesters, this is the terminology which is used here, which allows requesters to post certain tasks, usually small tasks, micro tasks, right? So the question is, this is a picture, what is shown on the picture, which site is shown, right? Eiffel Tower or Stephansdom in Vienna or the Bielefelder Hof or whatever, right? So very small tasks which pay 1 or 2 cents, which can be done very quickly, which can be picked up by workers, right? So this is this platform which handles these tasks. These tasks are handled actually by human. That's why it's called Mechanical Turk. I'm not sure if you know the original Mechanical Turk, right? That was a chess machine a few hundred years ago, where somebody traveled with this chess machine through all the courts in Europe, and people were really astonished how well this machine played chess, until at some point people realized there was a small human inside the machine who played the chess, right? So this Amazon Mechanical Turk is the same, right? You post your hits, you get results back through a programming interface, but actually the work is done by humans. Right, so that is the idea. And why actually is it useful to give work to humans in this context when computers are so fast? The answer is simple, because computers are not fast at some tasks, right? Pattern recognition, for example, also data duplication, image analysis, these areas are still done better by humans in many cases. And this is why this platform is helpful, right? So this actually we also use. Somebody goes on a page and our algorithm suggests some duplicates and the user does not do anything on it, then because it seems to be a relevant result for the user, we send it to Amazon Mechanical Turk and ask somebody, right, whoever wants to pick up the task, whether these are duplicates or not, right? This output from people on the Amazon Mechanical Turk platform can be used directly. It can also be used directly and is used directly to improve our automatic algorithm, right? So the algorithm is based on some parameters which have to be fine-tuned. Now, the best way to fine-tune an algorithm is to help this algorithm with human input, which tells this algorithm, okay, this was a wrong and this was a right decision. So each feedback improves the algorithm in the system. The second task, which we are working on, not yet quite finished, is data merging. Then, of course, if you know these are kind of duplicates, but not quite, you can merge different metadata because, as I said, Sightseer has full text, has citation information, DBLB has better metadata. So in this sense, it makes a lot of sense to merge data from these two sources. Then you have a description which just has more information than each of the original ones. And these, just to end with it, are two schematics which tell us how this basically works. So the first loop you see here is the data duplication algorithm. You see that you have actually, that's why it's a loop, you have tightly integrated algorithms and human computation. So both the algorithms and the humans can provide input which is used by the system. But the third interesting thing is actually they work together. So with each human input, the algorithm gets better, and the algorithms are needed to provide useful input to the crowd to not ask any useless things, right? So, I mean, most of the resources are not duplicates, so it does not make sense to ask anybody whether A and B, if A and B are very different, are duplicates, right? So we need that as input, but we have it tightly integrated. And the second one is not yet a circle. We just use human input in this context, but I think in the next months we'll also manage to make this a circle so that we have the same the same setup here. Use an algorithm to provide input to users and use users to improve the algorithm. And this is then specifically for this duplicate detection. The workflow, you see what is as input to this algorithm, the algorithm, the user feedback, and the result is then displayed in the system. Thank you.